The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is brought to you by Christy Mendelow, board-certified divorce coach.
So many people are affected by divorce at some point in their lives. It can be a lonely and challenging time of life, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you or a loved one is considering divorce, going through it, or coming out of it, the Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mendelow is here to be your go-to educational, informational, and inspirational resource for those touched by divorce. Christy has been there, and now she's here to walk the path with you as a Christian board-certified divorce coach and as your thinking partner. She and her guests will bring you important insight and information, helping you make better decisions through and beyond the process, inspiring you to be your best self for you and your family, all giving you hope and reassurance that you'll be okay. The Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mendelow starts now. And here's your host, Christy Mendelow.
And welcome to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. If this is the first time you are joining us, a big welcome to you. And if you're back with us again this week, thanks for joining us. I'm so glad you are here with us today, and I think that you will be too. Why? Well, for a couple of reasons. First, we're going to be talking about how you will be okay when the divorce process is over. Second, we're talking to a very special guest today, and I think in part what we will be talking about will be a testament to the topic we plan to discuss. And third, with this show, we are also wrapping up our end of the year series focused on starting 2023 strong. And in my opinion, what we will be talking about in this show is the key to not only starting the new year strong when you are navigating a divorce, but it's also the key to moving beyond divorce in the healthiest manner. Speaking of the series, in the first show, we talked to fellow ICF coach Wendy Geikema about fostering the mindset that will help equip you for a strong start to the new year. And in the second show, we talked to Anna McKay, another ICF coach and founder of Parents Pivot, about career considerations for the new year. If you missed those shows, you can catch them on podcast. Podcasts of the show are released on Mondays, and you can access them by searching for them on your favorite podcast app, or you can go to thedivorcecoachinghour.com. On to today. Today, we will talk about how you will be okay when this is all over. And when I say this, I mean divorce. Richard Mendelow is here with us today to help us with the conversation. And friends, this will not be our first conversation that we've had on air about this topic. In fact, it will be our third. So I'm going to officially call this our annual You'll Be Okay show. Oh, and you might hear the same last name when I say Richard's name, and there's a reason for that. Richard is my husband, and I'm so very blessed that he is my husband, and I'm so pleased he is here with us today. Richard has been a guest on the show a couple of times before and since we've been married, and he always brings thoughtful perspectives to the conversation. Richard is a retired Marine colonel, a commercial airline pilot, and also the host of Courageous Christianity, a show on this station as well, each Saturday at noon. Richard has also been through a divorce. And most importantly, Richard is a Christian, and he brings his heart as a Christian to our discussions. Before we dig into today's conversation, I want to remind you that this show is for those considering divorce, in the midst of it, coming out of it, and also for friends and family of those divorcing, because it can be an overwhelming life event for everyone involved. So please remember to share the show with those whom you think will benefit. And I also must remind you that we're not here to give you legal advice, and we are certainly not here to coach you to get a divorce. What we are here to do is to help you look at the realities of your marriage and divorce with your eyes wide open, and based on those realities and your faith, we are here to walk the path with you as your thinking partner, no matter where it may lead. And now, Richard, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you're here, and I'm looking forward to the show that we will do today and bringing hope to those who are listening.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Speaking of that, will you pray for us?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, our hearts go out to those in our listening audience who might be in difficult circumstances, struggling in a marriage or struggling through a divorce. And this is such a difficult time of year, Lord. We just ask you to be with us, to be with them, to comfort them, and to guide them in this time which can bring with it such destruction. We ask you to help us to be intentional, to be compassionate, to be forgiving as we are forgiven, and to put our best foot forward for the good of your kingdom and those around us. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. So, you'll be okay, now officially named the show. Help us. You did the first show with us back in 2019 now, and we did another show, but help us kind of remember the history of the show and really the importance of why we're talking about You'll Be Okay.
Absolutely. My perspective is in the middle of 2018, I separated from my wife of 22 years, with whom I had a stepdaughter and a biological son. And that began the divorce process, which was all-consuming and painful, and into which there were lots of voices speaking.
Right.
Lots of people telling me different things. And my divorce was final in the middle of 2019. And I prayed at the end of 2019 for some things, that God would help me to do his will, that I would be financially restored, that my son would be sheltered, that I would know what true love looks like. And beginning in 2020, those prayers immediately began to be answered. You and I started dating, and I think the message we just wanted to convey to people who were going through what I was going through was that the one thing we could count on was change, that it would be over. And that's sometimes hard to imagine when you're deep in something, that things will ever be better or different.
It is hard to imagine. And I think from my perspective, I envision the people out there listening to the show, those who are not listening to the show, but having gone through a divorce myself, the pain that you reference in this holiday season and the loneliness that can be felt, and in every way we can, conveying that this will be over at one point and you will be okay, and really doing all we can to share our hearts with them, knowing that they're not alone, sharing our story and bringing them hope.
Yeah, absolutely. I told the story a couple weeks ago on our radio show, if you remember, kind of a silly story, but I was raised Jewish, and I didn't come to Jesus until much later in life. And my family had just moved to this country from South Africa, and it was my first or second Christmas in America. And we lived on a cul-de-sac, and I told the story of I had never been that close to Christmas before. And my family didn't really celebrate Hanukkah, so we didn't really get presents. And I feel like it was a Saturday morning or maybe just a Christmas morning. And I was standing on my brother's bed, which allowed me to look out the window at the kids in the cul-de-sac playing with all their gifts. And I had this perspective of looking through the window at everybody else and how they were laughing and having fun and getting toys and in Christmas celebration. And I felt very much on the outside. Mm-hmm. And I had that same feeling again in divorce.
Yeah.
And so in coming together for that first show, I think it was on both of our hearts to just speak to people who had that same feeling that they were uniquely singled out for this difficult treatment and these difficult circumstances.
I would guess it resonated with a number of people. It's so far been the most downloaded show that we've done to date.
Well, thank you, God. Thank you that we were able to speak from our hearts and help people. And I was one of those people who needed help a few years ago, and I leaned heavily on God and the people around me. But sometimes it's hard because people around you will say all kinds of things. And so I came through the experience with that thinking we had talked about before, where I said, at some point, this will be over. And when it's over, how do I want things to look?
Right.
And if I want things to look that way when this is over, how do I need to arrange myself now and behave now in order to get to that place?
So that's a great way to segue into our conversation today, which, of course, we're going to be talking about You'll Be Okay. But first, before I get there, I do want to say this, that we understand that this is easier said than done, but we really do hope you take what you hear to heart today. Now onto that segue. We've been in the series of starting the new year strong. And so you're talking about the future and thinking, what's the next right step to do? Who do I want to be when this is all over? And so I'm just wondering, as we talk about the next year, the future, your thoughts around why someone would want to be thinking about this in relation to divorce and in relation to starting the new year strong.
What comes to mind is Nietzsche. I think, therefore, I am.
Ah.
Yeah. And you will be what you think about. You will become the words that come out of your mouth. And so if you don't have a plan, then who knows what you will be?
Right.
And the stakes are pretty high to allow that kind of lack of intention. Maybe kids are counting on you. Maybe your ex is counting on you.
Right.
Maybe you're a man in a divorce and you want to make sure that your soon-to-be ex-wife and or your children are going to be okay because you made a mistake in not being able to make this marriage work. Why now compound it with another mistake by making it even messier?
Yeah, it's a lot about our thinking. And folks, that's what we are talking about here today, is really focusing in on that you will be okay through this process, even through the holidays. You may not necessarily realize that, but you will be okay. Come on back and hear more.
When you're selling your home, you want to wow people when they see it. Or if you're not selling and want to enhance your enjoyment of the home, consider Simple Elegance. The team at Simple Elegance, led by Mary Scally, are masters at staging homes for sale or helping you design your interior for maximum impact. Do what new home builders do. Call the Staging Masters, Simple Elegance, at 877-458-8254 and SimpleEleganceTX.com.
The holidays are here, and for those divorcing, it can be an extra challenging time. It's even more challenging when alcohol is involved. Our friends at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink has teamed up with divorce and family law experts to provide information that could provide you peace of mind during the holidays. SoberLink is the solution for those going through a divorce and a custody case involving alcohol. SoberLink works hard to keep children safe, offering a remote alcohol monitoring system that is the gold standard because of its technology. SoberLink is here to help. Don't miss out on their free guide for the holiday season. Request yours today at SoberLink.com/DCH.
Divorce isn't easy or often wanted. Sadly, it happens. When it does, it's possible to walk through it so the results are healthier than would be otherwise. How? Through a unique divorce solution that works. At Divorce Strategies Group, their mediation process helps divorcing parties settle their differences without the long, drawn-out battle and promotes a cooperative win-win environment. It's a smarter way to divorce. When divorce touches your life, contact the Divorce Strategies Group. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at DivorceStrategiesGroup.com.
There's a lot at stake in a divorce, and you want trusted and specialized counsel. Houston attorney Craig Haston is board-certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization and has more than 25 years of legal experience. And experience is everything. Craig will help you make the best choices for your family and your future. When divorce seems to be your next step, contact one of the most recognized attorneys in Texas, Craig Haston. To schedule a consultation, call 281-890-1300 or go to hastonlaw.com.
If you've gone through or are going through divorce, you know it can leave you in a dark financial hole, feeling very confused and afraid. But there's hope. Hirsch Sherman is a financial coach and works with those navigating the financial decisions of divorce. Whether it's eliminating debt or creating your financial wellness, you want Hirsch on your team. Hirsch's easy process helps you see the reality of your financial situation and make better decisions. Stop the suffering and get out of that financial black hole. Contact Hirsch today. Go to lifecycle.financial. That's lifecycle.financial. You'll be so grateful you did.
And welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour. So glad you're here with us today. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We're here with Richard Mindelo. Yes, you might hear the same last name there, my husband, and I'm so delighted he's here with us today. And here's why. Well, one, we have a radio show together, and he would typically be a great guest to be on this show and talking about courageous Christianity as you move through divorce. But he's here for another reason today. The third annual You'll Be Okay show. We have now done and will be doing with this show three shows focused on You'll Be Okay. You'll be okay through this process. And so I'm delighted that he's here to help us have that conversation. We talked in the first segment a little bit about his history of being okay through divorce, and that we want to really just help you understand that you'll be okay through this process. But one thing that we didn't touch on is really where the idea came from, and it's a song that you shared with me, Richard.
Yeah, I remember you're teasing me because I had a playlist that I listened to.
Oh, you know, you called it a soundtrack.
What did I call it?
You called it a soundtrack, but
I think you even laughed at me
more than that.
It wasn't, at first, I like came to soundtrack. I forgot playlist, and I'm old school, so I was thinking like
it's
when
cute.
We used to have a mixtape or something.
Yeah.
And going through divorce, in order to keep my head right, I made a playlist.
Yep.
And the second song on that playlist was You'll Be Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a saying in the Marine Corps, if you fail to plan, then plan to fail.
Yeah.
And so with the playlist, You'll Be Okay, what I was saying to myself in that song is, hey, this is going to be over. And when it's over, what do I want things to be? I'll start working on that now.
Right.
It's kind of like a deployment to a combat zone.
And you know a little bit about that.
I know a little bit about that. And when you deploy to a combat zone, you have a mission on which you are focused, but you also have a vision of coming home.
Yeah.
And you don't plan to stay over there. You don't plan to stay in that combat, stay in that fight. You have a vision of coming home. And if you want to come home, you need to get very serious because the stakes are high and it's hard and there's an enemy that doesn't want you to go home. And so the way I liken it to divorce is it can be like combat. We are at odds. It can be difficult. And you have to have a vision of coming home and who you want to be when you come home. And then while you're in that combat, that fight, that struggle, you got to start being that person. Because you don't miraculously get on the plane to fly home from Afghanistan, and you get on the plane as one thing and you get off the plane as another. That doesn't happen.
Right.
And so, obviously, you're in the transformation business, you're in the coaching business, and that is your wheelhouse where you're saying to people, where do you want to go and how do you get there?
Well, and we can get so caught up and stuck if we don't have that plan. So I love that you're talking about having that plan and having that vision. And to tie it back to the song, You'll Be Okay, and it's just a very uplifting song reminding you that you will be okay. And you said in the first segment, Nietzsche, you are what you think about, ultimately.
I
might have paraphrased that. and so that's our focus. So I can imagine that that's very important to have that focused of who will I be when this is all over, that vision versus I'm stuck here and I'm staying here.
Right? Yeah, amazing opportunity. If you actually just sit there and reflect on that question, I don't know if many people do it because I'm an airline pilot. I get a lot of time staring out the windshield of an airplane, thinking about stuff. And so that question, who do I want to be? And it matters. It's going to matter to your children. It's going to matter to your family. It's going to matter in this divorce. And if you want to be a kind person, then you have to be kind.
You know, we often talk about the opportunity that we have as we move out of any sort of crisis. And I say that with caution because, you know, people haven't necessarily come to divorce going, oh, think of all the opportunities I'm going to have. But there is an opportunity in divorce to do things differently in the future. Right. And so what I'm hearing in there is we have this opportunity if we ask ourselves that question, as you've mentioned, which is also, by the way, a coaching question that we ask. Who do you want to be? You know, can you envision yourself at X point in the future? You know, then what is it going to take for you to achieve that? And so what I'm hearing there, when we have that vision, who do we want to be? That will be okay, that informs our actions.
Yeah, absolutely. What comes to mind for me is the purpose of war is to effect a change in a system. And the purpose of divorce is to effect a change in a system. You are now at the end of something, and if you have struggled against this divorce with counseling and in faith, turning for help to make sure that if this marriage ends, it won't be for lack of effort, because we all know how destructive divorce is.
Yeah.
And our responsibility to those who stood in witness of us when we got married require that we take all of this very seriously.
Yeah.
And so if we have now decided to effect a change in a system through divorce, we have this, and this is going to sound weird, we got an amazing opportunity to try and decide who we want to be when it's all done. We do not want to be what's left when this divorce is done with us.
Well, the reality is something has brought us to divorce.
Right.
Whether it's been sprung on us or the marriage crumbled, there's two people in a marriage, and, you know, most likely two people broke it.
Yeah.
And so that change is how are you going to, maybe you can't fix the marriage, maybe you can't save the marriage, but you can change and you can grow through it.
Absolutely. The only behavior you control is your own.
Yeah.
And we can want other people to be different, but other people are going to be other people. The change has to begin with us.
So speaking of that, you know, where we hear divorce talk a lot about is that war zone, so to speak. I mean, think about it, War of the Roses, right? And maybe they wanted to effect a change, right? But we can focus too much on the war rather than the change of ourselves and the change going forward.
Yeah, if all we do is get in the war, then there's going to be nothing left for anybody on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I'm picturing just rubble. Everything of value has been destroyed. Nobody's free from blame. We're all covered up in the mess. And you can either be a part of that, at fault in that, or you can say, whatever I have done or failed to do up to this point, I am going to change tomorrow morning when I wake up. And this is the vision I have of myself. And these are the first changes I will make. You've taught me tiny steps.
Tiny baby steps.
Christy always says tiny baby steps, and I always say all baby steps are tiny.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Either way, what I've also learned from you is pick one thing.
Yeah.
So if you're going to pick one thing and you're just going to do that one thing, let's say you want to eat healthier and you decide, hey, all I'm going to do is quit drinking Coke.
Right. That'll affect a change.
And that'll affect a change. And then your next change will be based on that change. But if you have no view of where you want to get to, in the military we call it the desired end state.
Right.
The destination. Well, how can you navigate your way there? How do you know what freeways to get on? How do you know how long to pack for if you have no idea of where you're going?
I always talk about this when I'm teaching classes and speaking. You know, if somebody would call and they're maybe coming to see you, and they call and they're like, where are you? Right? Like, they can't find you. They're, you know, trying to get to you. Where are you? And you're like, well, where are you starting from? Right?
Right.
So if you don't know where you're starting from and where you're going, you're lost on the map. Right?
Right.
And so we really have to think about that. So one of the things I want to do in this show is to talk about a couple of things that people can be considering as they're thinking about the strong start of the new year. And what I'm hearing very strongly here is this vision. And through our conversation, what I've heard is you want to be a part of the solution.
Yeah, you don't want to compound one mistake with another. And if you remember when I, in the first, you'll be okay, I said that my vision was myself sitting at the kitchen table reading my Bible. And I didn't want to read words like forgiveness and mercy and grace and kindness and feel like a hypocrite.
Right.
And so I had that picture. I called it one year. I said, in 1 year's time, I'll be a man sitting at the kitchen table with my Bible, and I'll either feel like I did a good job in a bad circumstance, or I'll feel like a hypocrite.
That was your vision.
That was my vision. And then in order to get there in a year, it meant that today I had to start being part of the solution. I had to be collaborative. I had to be thoughtful, et cetera.
It shapes your journey.
Absolutely.
And so tying it again to you'll be okay, you know that you're going to move through this, you know that you're going to be okay, then what is okay for you? And what are the steps you're going to take to get there?
Yeah, the one thing I would say is it's very easy to say.
Right, absolutely.
And as you have brought to my attention, sometimes it's hard to see past this present circumstance, but it's with all the love and compassion in the world that I say, this will be over, and we will have the opportunity to be something better for it.
And we're a testament to that. And folks, that's what we're talking to you today about, that you will be okay. We're with you on this path. And we're going to come back with a few more ideas of what you can be considering as you move into 2023 with your mindset on you'll be okay. Come on back. Don't miss it. Here's today's 2-minute tip. And it's about the song that inspired not only the first annual You'll Be Okay show, but also the second and now third. It's called It's Going to Be Okay by A Great Big World. It's a song that can really lift you and, in a way, be like a friend as you navigate divorce. Some of the lyrics are, it's going to be okay, 'cause you're never alone. Just carry on. You will understand. There are more lyrics than just these, but these are a few that stood out to me. In today's tip, I want to share with you that it is going to be okay. Sometimes we just need to hear that. Divorce doesn't have to ruin your life. It does restructure life as you know it. It changes it for sure. That's true and that's real. As I've shared many, many times on this show, we can look at divorce as it's happening for us, or we can look at it as it's happening to us. I know that's easier said than done. I couldn't see it that way for a long time, but one day I did. One day I understood, and one day you can too. It starts with a choice to try to look at divorce in this way, that it's happening for you. Perhaps this change in your life will be the catalyst to a new phase in life that you could have never imagined. And music can help along the way. This song does just that, I think. And while I don't know if it's about divorce specifically or not, I think maybe it's intended for someone who's gone through a loss or a hardship and needs some encouragement. I hope you'll check out this song, and I pray that this show helps you as well. I can't express enough how much I want this show to be a blessing to you and how much I want what we share to bring you hope. And if I can support you along the journey, please reach out to me at Christy@ChristyMendelow.com. And please keep listening each week for another two-minute tip, all to support you or someone you know who is facing or going through divorce. And please share this episode with those who will benefit. God bless you. Welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour. So glad you're here with us today. Again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You know, I know this time of year can be challenging for many people, not even those going through a divorce. But if you are going through a divorce, I get it. I've been there. It can be a time that can bring about loneliness. Things are certainly different. Things have been restructured, most likely. Wherever you are in this process, just want you to hear from my heart to yours. We get it. I get it that it may be a difficult time, but I want you to know that we're thinking about you, and we really do truly want you to give some serious thought to what we're talking about today, that knowing that this divorce will come to an end, and this is now the opportunity for you to choose how you will move forward. And that's what we want for you in this show. I think every show is to help you move forward. And we're here with the man that I've moved forward with, Richard Mendelow, my husband. And we have a fun and special and just amazingly gifted from God story. And I'm so glad that you are here with us today. We're talking about that. You'll be okay. And it comes from a song, and we can't play it because of licensing rules and regs and all of that and issues, but I just talked about it in the two-minute tip, and so you heard a few of those lyrics. And we want to give you some ideas, some things to be considering for you to be okay through this process. And in the first two segments, we really talked about vision, and that vision informs your choices. That vision informs, in kind of that military speak, rules of engagement. Richard, what else do you think folks should be considering as they're thinking about this strong start to the new year and knowing that they're going to be okay?
So much comes to mind.
I can imagine.
From personal experience, I can say both divorce and combat are incredibly fast-moving and difficult places to be.
Yep.
Everything around you is changing.
Yeah.
And so first and foremost, you've got to stop all of that motion so that you can be intentional in achieving, first envisioning the future and then achieving that vision. And so what I would say is when everything around you is changing, find something fixed. And for me, that was faith in Christ. It was my Bible every morning. When I woke up at 2 o'clock every morning because I couldn't sleep because I was so upset about things, I pretended that God wanted to talk to me and I would spend the next few hours with him.
I love that.
And that was how I got through that next day.
Yeah.
Another thing that I would say is, after finding something fixed, let go of the need to be right.
Mm.
Because if you were right, you wouldn't be getting divorced.
That's a good point.
If you were right, you wouldn't be in this mess. And I don't know why we have that need to be right. For everybody, it's different. But you got to let go of that need to be right. Otherwise, this will not be the transformative experience that it could be, and you will endure a lot of pain for no reason.
Yeah, that need to be right can really get us into some sticky situations.
Beautiful word. It gets you stuck.
It does get you stuck.
Because now, instead of a vision of a new future, I am basically creating a future comprised of the past.
What comes to mind is the things that we get attached to in divorce. And I've told this story several times, and maybe you brought it to my mind, but you're arguing over a $500 couch because you want to be seen as right. I get the couch. Right. You don't. Right.
Yeah. You know what? Things are being taken from you. Compromise is a place where everybody is losing.
Yeah.
And I get that feeling that you're grabbing for things that are fixed. And in the absence of God, it's a sofa. And in the absence of God, you grab for something that's fixed, and it's the need to be right.
Right.
And now you stand there telling the world about you're right and everybody else is wrong. And all you're doing is getting stuck.
So my mind's going to, it's really coming from a place of fear. And so then I go to combat. As you talked about, divorce and combat have some similarities. What would you say in that combat? What would you do when you're making the choice to let go of the need to be right?
Brilliance in the basics.
Mm.
We talk a lot about that in the Marine Corps. When the bullets start flying, just do basic things. So in ground combat, you talk about shoot, move, communicate. As a fighter pilot, we used to say aviate, navigate, communicate.
Right.
And so you have a little mantra, but what it's about is brilliance in the basics. It's about doing the next little thing right. So you say tiny baby steps. And it's so true because I was once building a house all by myself, and my neighbor used to watch me show up every morning and work on this house and leave at night exhausted. And I would sometimes go over to his house to take a break, and he would say to me, "How do you eat an elephant?"
One step at a time.
Well, one bite at a time.
One bite at a time, not a step.
Yeah. Yeah. One bite at a time. So like you say, tiny baby steps.
Yeah.
But to make sure you're going in the right direction, you need to have a vision. And then to make sure that you've let go of the need to be right and you have something fixed, that's God and the Bible. Because otherwise, you're at risk of just digging a big hole.
Yeah, and holding on to the things that aren't going to move you forward.
Like a sofa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what else? So we've talked about vision, stop that motion, let go of the need to be right. What else do you think?
Comes to mind, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, a famous Chinese proverb. So sometimes it might be hard to think about more than one step at a time.
Right.
And so if eating better begins with a single step of not drinking soda, then maybe your whole plan to make it through divorce and be the best person you can is, I'm going to read my Bible every day.
Right.
And maybe that's all you can manage. And then maybe when things start to slow down and you don't feel like you're in a washer or dryer on spin cycle anymore, then you say, I'm going to read my Bible for 15 minutes and then I'm going to go for a walk for another 15 minutes.
Yeah, what comes to mind is we do an exercise with clients called the best self exercise, and we get them to look at basically other people who they perceive have characteristics that they want to emulate. And then they kind of compare themselves and they see, you know, what characteristics they have and when are they showing up as their best self. And I think that's important is, those steps that you can take to help you step into the direction of being that best self, they kind of, they grow one on another. They make you stronger. It's back to that baby, you know, as they're taking those tiny baby steps, they get stronger. They pull themselves up onto the coffee table and then they're, you know, they're walking stronger and bolder, and then they start running. And so just like you said, that one single step can make them, may seem small, may seem like that tiny baby step. That's why I distinguish it, because sometimes that's all we can do is that tiny baby step. But that tiny baby step can lead us on that journey out of this challenging and dark place to some place where you will be okay.
Yeah, the only constant is change.
Yeah.
As we've said before. And you're going to go through this experience, whether you like it or not. You may as well make it transformational. It would be like going to school to get a degree and never studying. Well, you did all that work, paid all that money, and didn't learn anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even when we think about change, that can be a little bit of a tough word for us sometimes. But you said transformation. And when we think about transformation, we're becoming something new through this process. Another way I've heard it said is it's a restructuring. So if you have, your spouse and you will be co-parenting, it's hopefully that parent won't be out of the child's picture. You'll just be restructuring how things were. And so keeping in mind that vision going forward, I think so is so important that change isn't necessarily bad. It is affecting that change for a better today or tomorrow.
Yeah. You're the CEO of a company. The company is you and your family and your life. You're saying to the other employee, I'm going to have to let you go. And now we're going to have to navigate this journey one step at a time. I do think keeping it little small steps is so important to get started and get moving, and also to slow everything down, because combat is fast.
Yeah, tiny baby steps. And that's the direction, the journey you want to take. Folks, come on back. Here are final thoughts.
Friends, I'm so glad that you're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and there's something I want you to know. I really want you to hear this. I, as a divorce coach and the host of this show, don't advocate for divorce in general. Our goal is to glorify God first and foremost by helping you save your marriage. The fact of the matter is that there are times when a marriage can't be saved. I know, I've been there. And when it can't be saved, we want to walk alongside you through it. We want to help you pick up the fragments, put the pieces together, and help you stand strong and walk through divorce courageously. And I want to share something with you that may help. I'm on another show here on KKHT. I'm honored to be the wingman on Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendela, where each week, Richard and I talk about the intersection of our faith and the secular world, and together with interesting guests, we shed light on this critical intersection, on spiritual combat, and on the rules of engagement for Courageous Christianity. It's my belief that Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendela can be another resource that you can turn to as you walk through this path of significant change in your life. So please join us. You can catch the show on this station, 100.7 FM KKHT, at 12 p.m. noon Central Time, Saturdays, and online at kkht.com as well. Hey, grab your lunch and join us for both shows back to back, 12 p.m. noon for Courageous Christianity and 1 p.m. for the Divorce Coaching Hour. You can also find all shows under podcasts under the Programs tab on kkht.com. Richard and I hope you'll listen in. As always, if you want to reach me, you can find me at thedivorcecoachinghour.com or call me at 281-944-8043. We are grateful for you joining us each week and for your support.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and we're talking about how you will be okay through the process. I know it may not feel like it will be right now, but I'm here with my guest, Richard Mendela, and my husband, and we're talking about how with vision, how with, as I say, tiny baby steps, you will get through this. This will be okay, but it requires you having a different mindset. We've talked about that in this series, how important mindset is, and it requires you looking towards the future. And that's what we've been talking about here. And as we move on, Richard, I want to share a couple of those lyrics. I shared a few in the two-minute tip, but I think it will begin to kind of bring what we're talking about here, this song that we're referencing that we can't play, but some of the lyrics, it says, "And change will come. It's on its way. Just close your eyes and let it rain." And so we've been talking about that change. Change is a constant right. in our world. Another way to say it is, this too shall pass. Everything good and bad passes. And so just kind of letting it be. How does that strike you?
Well, all the good that we can do is done in the moment. And you have to be in this moment. I've heard it said that guilt and regret are about being in the past, and anxiety and fear are about being in the future. If you're going to do your best work and be your best self and navigate this difficult time, you have to be in this moment.
Yeah.
Right here. That's where you do work.
Well, we talk a lot about opening the eyes wide open, because otherwise we're stuck in the pain, the fear, the emotion of it. And that does keep you stuck, and you can't see beyond that.
Yeah, what comes to me is the very first thing we do in an airplane when we get in it and start loading the navigation systems is we tell the plane where it is. And that is the equivalent of being where you are. And wishing you were somewhere else isn't going to help you. It's not going to help you navigate from here to there, because you got to know where from is, like you said earlier. So I think that's a very big thing, because we can spend a lot of time in wishes and miss the reality of the situation. And it's when we start with the reality of the situation and awareness of all that's at stake, and then we're able to progress toward the desired end state. Otherwise, we really are at risk of getting stuck. And I think we've all met people who are stuck in a divorce that happened 5 years ago, 10
right.
years. It's absolutely crazy how easy it is to get stuck.
It is. And without that planning, that, as you said, slowing down, stopping the motion, and finding that fixed state, that fixed place, i.e. the Bible, the Word, your church, a trusted confidant to really help you assess the situation, you can really take yourself off on a journey that doesn't end up anywhere good.
Yeah, you got to find a way to slow it down. Otherwise, you can't figure out where you want to go, and you can't be intentional in getting there. You just become reactive, and you will end up what's left when the divorce is done with you, and that may not be good. And so we want to affect a change in a system. We want to go somewhere new. We got to slow it down and be very intentional. And that's done with little steps.
I think the interesting thing, or one of the many interesting things in this song, is it repeats most often, "You will understand." And so one of the things I really want to convey to the listeners through this show is, you know, really take to heart what we're talking about here. We've both been there, and you will understand, even though you may just be hearing our words right now. You will understand at some point. And given that we've been there before, we just encourage you to put these things into place, because it does bring you to a journey that can really be amazing, and one that you had not imagined otherwise. Speaking of, one of the things that came out of our journey was Courageous Christianity, which you are the host.
Absolutely. Thank you, God. It's hard to explain. I never envisioned that.
Having your own radio show.
I did not. And it came out of the divorce. And you never know where God is taking you. And there's a thing that people talk a lot about nowadays. It's called creative destruction. An example in my mind of creative destruction is an omelet. You got to break some eggs to make an omelet. And if you are in a situation that is bad, that you have struggled to make right and not been able to change, and you have made the very sober, careful choice to proceed in divorce, having exhausted all opportunities, it is now creative destruction. I'm going to destroy this in order to create something different. But if you stay in what you've just destroyed, the rubble that we talk about, right. The war of it all, then what are you creating?
Right.
And I think that's very important. And
you have to find that new growth.
Right. And for me, it was a radio show.
Yeah.
And being focused on that. And that helped me be focused on what was next. And then that is how God led us to one another.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, God. And how do listeners find out about Courageous Christianity?
Well, we come on before the Divorce Coaching Hour at noon on Saturdays and often at 4 on Sundays. And you can go to CourageousChristianity.today, which is our website, somewhat under construction, but getting to where it should be. And you can also email the show at CourageousChristianity@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from people, and we'd love for them to listen to the show as well.
Yeah, on podcast, you can listen to past episodes on any podcast app.
Yep, and heading into the fourth year.
Amen.
Amen. And so, as we wrap up the show, we come to final thoughts. So,
I'm glad you asked, because I think in our first show, we maybe said the final thought for me was having a vision of a different future. And if everybody in the listening audience could accept that we have to have a vision of a different future, then the first step to getting there, in my mind, is letting go of the need to be right.
Yeah, very important.
I would say that is the one thing that will start you moving forward.
And what would you say that could help someone kind of let go of this need to be right?
That is a very good question. I would say for me, reading the Bible, opening yourself up to the Word of God and God's work in your heart, knowing that you're loved by the Creator of the universe and called to His Son, in whom all is forgiven, is to me the absolute starting point of letting go of the need to be right. Because if we're in the need to be right, it's because we're afraid of losing love or afraid of not being lovable. And when you realize that in Christ you are loved and there is no ending that love, then it becomes very easy to let go of the need to be right.
And what I'm hearing in there is you'll be okay in Christ.
You will absolutely be okay in Christ, and then you open yourself up to Him, you let go of the need to be right, and you ask Him to make of you what He will, and He will make of you something that you could never have envisioned before.
And as I often say, I wouldn't be a divorce coach if I hadn't gone through a divorce, and even in the dark, gloomy, tough times, I did not know where He was taking me, and I drew closer and closer to Him, and here He is today with you and I on a radio show, and I'm sure He is sitting there going, I knew the plan.
Yeah, He is awesome.
He is awesome. And folks, you know, just want to say again, know that this can be a hard time for you, but there is an opportunity for you to move forward with this, draw closer to Christ, an opportunity to create a vision of who you want to be when this is all over, who you want to be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. In order to get there, you have to take those baby steps. And yes, I might call them tiny baby steps, but you've also got to start somewhere. We've talked about that vision, and folks, we hope that that vision is helping you move through this. We hope that it's helping you move through the holidays with more hope. And we're just so grateful for you, friends. Thank you for being here with us today. It's my prayer that this show helps you or someone in your life. And Richard, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm Christy Mindelow, and I can't wait to be here with you each and every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM KKHT, The Word.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.